Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's good to be with you. We'll address the issue today of modern youth ministries that we see in our churches across our land. Now we'll be turning to 2 Timothy chapter 3, reading from verse 14 through verse 17. Before we look at the scripture, let me say that this year, in 2009, I have preached two messages in our church that is also on sermon audio on our webpage. The title of one of these messages is Youth Groups, and the other title is Why Children in Church. Not only have we preached two messages this year that we've actually preached for the last 15 years on this subject, but we have two messages on our webpage, and also on our website we have two articles by the same title. One is, again, is Youth Groups, and the other is Why Children Should Be in Church. Now, as we come to address the subject of modern youth ministry, is it biblical or is it unbiblical? I want you to think about this. This is a subject that I have been concerned about as a pastor for the last 15 or so years. I've been preaching for 27 years. And over those 27 years, I have been involved in youth-type ministries, from youth groups to youth camps, different things of that nature. I've observed this. I've looked in the Scripture to see what God has to say. And over the years, we have grown and come to the conclusion that many, if not most, youth ministries have done more harm to the Church of Jesus Christ than good. For 15 years now, we have been taking a strong stand against the fallacy and the things that are taking place in these ministries. We have today the big push in children's church, the Sunday school movement, the youth groups, the youth pastors, and also Vacation Bible School, and many other things that are going on in our church. Now, what I want to do today is to give you a few thoughts on this subject. We'll take a few moments, but I would like to steer you toward our webpage, listen to the two sermons, and then our website, and read the articles that we've written on this. Now, as we come to this subject, we must consider the fruit of the youth ministry today in many of the churches. Do you realize that youth groups and children's church have become traditional, that they are a sacred cow? There's a survey that has been done in the last few years. There's been many surveys, but one in particular that was done in the last 2 or 3 years. And this survey says that 87-88% of young people, when they turn the age of 18, that is college age, that they leave the church. There has been material that's been written on this. Even books have been written on this. One book that's been recently written, it's just filled with stats, is called Already Gone by Ken Ham and Britt Beamer. And just dealing with what is taking place in the local churches across our land. Again, these ministries have become traditional, but the thing is, they have not been around that many years. Now, what we want to consider here briefly today is, what about the modern youth ministries? Where did they come from? Where are they headed? Has God ordained this in His church? Well, we know that today that many families ride together in their automobile to church, and once they get to church, they're separated throughout the entire time, then they ride home together. In others, we have children's church, Sunday schools, youth groups, youth ministries, all of these kind of things. And basically, what they have done, they have separated the family, and they have divided the family in the name of promoting the family. There is a generation gap today, but what about the next generation? I want you to understand that the church has responsibility, and parents also have responsibility and in the time in which we live, churches are spending millions of dollars trying to entertain the young people, and they're doing no different than what many of the public schools are doing. Matthew Henry made this statement. He said, "Masters of their families should bring their children and their wives with them to the solemn assembly for religious worship." We're talking about the role of parents and the church and the children. And I believe that as families come to church, that they should not be segregated, they should not be divided. I believe that families ought to come to church together, they ought to worship together, they ought to be together. And I believe that young people need to learn from their parents and other church members how to worship. Now, as we consider our subject today, and I'm going to read some scripture in just a moment, many times our church is no different than our government. What do I mean by that? Well, our government looks out into society and they see there's a problem. There's a problem in many areas. There's a problem with drugs, wayward young people, and so forth. And our government says what we need is more money and new programs. The church does the same thing. The church and sincere pastors, I've been there and I've done this, sincere pastors will look out in the congregation, they see problems with young people, and then what is our solution as churches and as pastors? More money and new programs or more programs. Everybody knows there's a problem, but the question is, what is the solution to these problems? I want to say to you that youth groups are basically a Trojan horse in the Church of Jesus Christ. Fathers are to be youth leaders. There is no such thing in the Bible as youth pastors and youth leaders. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as separating the adults from the children. Fathers are the best youth leaders. Let me say that. The best youth leaders is the father, and the best youth ministry is the family. This should be the model for the Church of Jesus Christ. Many people today are just trying to find a place that will babysit their children and take care of their family. We have to ask the question, are we feeding the sheep today, or are we amusing goats? This is a sermon title that was preached by Charles Spurgeon back in the 1800s. What are we doing today? Are we ministering or are we entertaining? What is it that a youth minister can do for the youth that the pastor cannot do? What is it? Is it preaching the Word of God or is it eating pizza? What is it that they can do that a pastor cannot do? We're simply saying that today, that many parents, if their son is not on drugs and their daughter's not pregnant, they start feeling like, well, maybe there's some kind of success. Now, I'm saying to you that that's a bad concept and philosophy in life. We need to raise our children. There needs to be family worship in the home. There needs to be preparation in the home for the worship that will come when they go to church. And I'm simply saying to you that the church is not to be a babysitter. The family is called. The father and mother are to entertain the young people. The father and mother are to teach and to train the children. The church is to administer grace, as the family is to administer education to their children. And we see this totally and completely turned upside down today. There are more seminars, more books, more videos now than ever in the history of mankind, and still yet we're losing the majority of every generation. I'm saying 87-88% walk away from the church to never return again. It sounds like the story of the emperor and his underwear, does it not? Now, I want you to listen to something that I've got in one of the articles. that we wrote that's on our website, and it's titled Youth Groups. And in this article, I'm giving a quote that is taken from a magazine, December the 16th, 2002. And I want you to listen to this. According to Time Magazine, December the 16th, 2002, quote, youth ministers are the fastest growing staff position in American churches. In 1980, 35 children's pastors attended the inaugural conference of the International Network of Children's Ministry. This year, now this is 2002, this year, 2002 attendance was more than 2,500. More seminaries are training pastors to specialize in children's needs. This same article titled New Fundy School mentioned how one church in Springdale, Arkansas paid $297,000 to Bruce Berry's Wacky World Studios set design company in Tampa, Florida, to make over a Sunday school room with cartoon characters and where confetti would rain down from the ceiling. This is all done to increase attendance. And again, the question we must ask, are we feeding the sheep or entertaining goats in our modern churches? The modern philosophy is to appeal to the flesh and then sneak up on the youth with the gospel. We are in a sad state today. Yes, things are a mess. Yes, there's much carnality that is all around us. Yes, there is problems with the youth. Yes, there is problems with parents today. But the solution is not in more money and more programs. The solution is coming back to the old paths, as we see in Jeremiah chapter 6. The solution is coming back to the Word of God. But I'm afraid that there's many today, just like in Jeremiah's day, that says we will not walk in the old path. Now, in the Word of God, in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 14 through 17, we have these words. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hath been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. These verses tell us that God has given us everything in His Word that we need for faith and practice. I'm saying to you this day that we do not find in Holy Scripture, as far as the function of the church, all of these programs and these ministries. We do find pastors or bishops and deacons. We do not find youth ministers. We do not find anywhere in the Bible that you take a young person and place them over young person and separate them from the congregation. Please go to our website and look at our articles. Please go to our web page on Sermon Audio and consider the two sermons that was preached this year dealing with the subject of children being in church in the congregation with the parents. And also, please consider also the message titled Youth Groups. I believe that we're spinning our wheels trying to pretend that we're ministering when basically we're in total violation of God's Word. Much of the ministry that goes on today is unbiblical, but it has become traditional, so everybody expects it. The majority of people that visit our church now or call us looking for a church is that one of the first questions that I am asked as a pastor is this: what do you have for the children? And my response to that is this: I have the same thing for the children that I have for the adults, and that is the Word of God. I love children. I love adults. I love the seniors. But I'm saying to you that God has called us to minister to them in the same way. I pray that this brief commentary will be a springboard for you as a pastor or as a layman to research this, to think about it. If you want more information, go to our webpage, our website. There's others that have written on this. There's others that have preached on this. But we find here that he said in verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That is, given by the Spirit of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let's stay with Scripture. Let's stay with what God has said. Let the Bible be our guideline, our rule for faith and practice. Good day.